Rima Chapter 5, Lord Nityananda's Vyasa Puja ceremony and his darshan of Lord Vishwambar's six-arm form. So this chapter describes the Adivas Kirtan, which is a special Mangalacharana, or welcoming Kirtan, before any auspicious function, like a Tirubhav or Abhirbhav. In this case, it's preceding the Vyasa Puja ceremony in the house of Shiva's Pandit. So in this case, in this pastime, Mahaprabhu accepted the mood of Baladev and revealed the cause of his appearance on the pretext of calling Vaitacharya. Text 1. Jaya Navadripe Nava Pradipa Prabhava Prashandaga Jaika Singha Swanama Sankhya Japa Sutradari Chaitanya Chandra Bhagavan Murari. Text 1, Chapter 5, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda. All glories to Chaitanya Chandra, who is non different from Lord Murari, who is the new lamp of Navadvipa. Navadvip, Navapradip, who is like an unparalleled lion in subduing the atheistic elephants, and who holds a string for counting his own names, Hare Krishna, which he chants. This is a very important verse, because many times there's a debate whether Lord Chaitanya chanted on beads or not. But in Chaitanya Astakam by Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami is describing Lord Chaitanya would had a sutradhari around his waist. He was generally chanting japa on his fingers and keeping count. So Lord Chaitanya was doing sankhya. Srinivasacharya glorifies the six Goswamis in his immortal Goswami Astakam. Sankhya purvaka namagana natabi kalava sanikrito sankhya purvaka namagana natabi. They're counting sankhya, how many names, how much japa they did. Generally the six Goswamis are doing 64 rounds a day, 8 lakh japa. Sankhya purvaka namagana gan means so many songs, so many ashtakams which they were composing and also chanting. And natabi means obeisances, offering dandavats to the various lila stalis, to the various incarnations and forms of the Lord, to the Rishtadev, Radharani and Govinda. And also natibi means obeisances. And natibi also means humble service and behavior with the Vaishnavas. But generally natibi is translated as obeisances. We hear from the biography of Raghunath Das Goswami that he was offering 2,000 obeisances every day to the Vaishnavas, doing Vaishnav Smaran, remembering the Nitya Parishads of Krishna and Gaur, and offering dandavats in front of his kuti on the banks of Shamakund. Sankhya Nati, counting a fixed number of obeisances, Sankhya Gan, a fixed number of daily stutis, stotrams, ashtakams, prayers, and Sankhya Nam, a fixed number of Nam. So this same point is being mentioned by Srila Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur in verse 1 of chapter 5, Madhya Kanda, Chaitanya Bhagavat. Swanam Sankhya Japa Sutradhari. Sutradhari, sutra means string, dhari means holding. And Sankhya Japa means he was counting the amount of japa he was chanting, the Maha Mantra. And he kept a string around his waist. It said that he, around his waist like a belt, he had a string hanging from his waist with knots in it. And then he would count, with those knots, he would count how many rounds he was chanting. Swana means his own name, so he was chanting his own name, Hare Krishna. Jaya Jaya Sarva, Jaya Jaya Sarva Pran, Nata Vishambar, Jaya Nityananda Gadadhara, Gadadhara Ishvara. All glories to Vishambar, the life and soul of everyone. Sarva Prananath, All glories to the Lord of Nityananda and Gadadhar. So he's the Ishwar, Gadadhar Ishwar, Nityananda Ishwar. Jaya Jaya Advaitari Bhaktaradina Bhakti Dana Deha Prabhu Udaraha Dina. All glories to the Lord, who is controlled by his devotees, headed by Advaita. O Lord, please distribute your devotional service and deliver the fallen souls. Hena matte nityananda sange kutuhale Krishna kata rase sabe haila vivale. In this way, all the devotees became overwhelmed while discussing topics of Krishna and the association Nityananda. Krishna kata ras vival, sab vival. Everyone became vival, overwhelmed, tasting the kata ras, Krishna kata ras, and the association Nityananda. Sabe maha bhagavata parama udar Krishna rase matta sabe karena honkar. All the devotees were greatly magnanimous, para udar, mahabhagavats. They roared loudly as they became intoxicated in the mellows of Krishna consciousness, Krishna ras, honkar, matta sabe honkar. They all roaring and madly in ecstasy. Hase prabhu nityananda charidike deki vahaye ananda dhara sabakara anki. Lord Nityananda smiled as he looked around. Tears of love flowed from everyone's eyes. Ananda dhara sabakara anki. Ananda dhara, their eyes were holding bliss, blissful love in all directions. Chari dike deki. So Nityananda was glancing in all four directions, chari dike, and he was hase, smiling and looking so lovingly and magnanimously, and anyone who saw him started crying in bliss. Deki ananda maha prabhu vishwambar Nityananda pratikichu karila utar. When Mahaprabhu Vishwambar saw this ecstatic scene, he spoke something to Nityananda. Shuna shuna Nityananda Shripada Gosai Yasapuja Tomara Haive Konantani. O Shripada Nityananda Gosai, please hear. Where should we hold your Vyasapuja ceremony? Kali haibe purnamasi vyasara pujan apana bujiya bala darilayaman. Tomorrow is the full moon day when Vyasa is worshipped, so consider and inform us what is to be done. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is celebrating Guru Purnima. Guru Purnima is the very beginning of Chaturmasya. Usually it happens in the middle of July, and it's the commencement of the 4 months of the rainy season, or the 4 months of austerity time, July, August, September, October, in the middle of November also. So in that Purnima month, full noon day, it's called Vyasa Purnima. That's generally when all over India, everyone worships their guru as a representative of Srila Vyasadeva, Yadi Guru. So in this case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to honor Nityananda as a representative of Vyasadeva. Nityananda jani lena prabhu raingita hate dare yani lena srivasa pandita. Nityananda understood Lord Vishnubhar's hint, and he brought Srivas Pandit forward by the hand. Hate dare. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says that on Guru Purnima, or Vyasa Purnima, the term Sri Vyas Puja indicates the offering oblations and shrad to one's predecessor gurus. So at this time, Gaurasundara was not yet a sannyasi, but Nityananda Prabhu was enacting the pastime of a servant of the most renounced Tirthapad, because he was a brahmachari disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha in the Madhva Sampradaya. So at this time in his life, Nityananda was enacting the pastime of practicing strict brahmacharya. His brahmachari name was actually Sri Nityananda Sarup, because this is the ancient custom to call the brahmachari Sarup. Hasibale Nityananda Shuna Vishwambar Vyasapuja Mora Vamanaragar. Nityananda smiled and said, "Please hear, O Vishwambar, I will observe Vyasa Puja in the house of this Brahmin, Shivas Thakur." Shivasera Pratibali Prabhu Vishwambar Bhara Bhara Lagila Jaitamaropar. Lord Vishwambar said to Shivas, "This is a great responsibility for you. Pandit Palena Prabhu Kichu Nahibhar Bhara Tomara Prasadi Sarva Gariya Amar." Shivas Pandit replied, "O Lord Vishwambar, this is not at all a burden for me. By your mercy, everything will be available in my home. Vastra Madga Yagya Sutra Grita Guyapan Vidiyogya Jata Saja Savavidyaman. Cloth, Mungdal, Brahmin threads, Yagya Sutra, Ghee, Betel, Pan, and whatever else is needed are all there. Parati Pushtaka Matra Magya Aniva Kali Mahabhagya Vyasa Pujana Dekiva. I only have to borrow a book explaining the procedures. Parati Pushtak Padati. I am most fortunate, for tomorrow I will see the Vyasa Puja." Prithahaila Mahaprabhu Shiva Sarabole Hari Hari Dwani Kare Vaishnava Sakale. Mahaprabhu was greatly pleased by the words of Shivas Thakur, and all the Vaishnavas began to chant Hari Hari. Vishwambara Bhale Shuna Sripada Gosai Shubhakara Sabe Pandit Tera Garajhai. Vishwambara said, "O Sripad Gosai, please listen. With your blessings, we will all go to Shivas Pandit's house. Anandita Nityananda Prabhura Vachan Seshane Agyalai Karila Gaman." Nityananda was pleased with Lord Vishwambar's words. Taking the Lord's instruction, everyone immediately departed. Sarvagane Chalila Takura Vishwambar Ramakrishna Vedi Jaina Gokula Kinkar. As Nityananda and Vishwambar went along with their associates, it appeared that Balaram and Krishna were surrounded by the residents of Gokul. Gokula Kinkar. Kinkar means servants, like Kinkari, Kinkari Bhav, Ram Krishna Vedi. They were surrounded by their servants from Gokul. Pravishta Hoila Matra Shivasa Mandire Bhara Krishnananda Haila Sabara Sharire. As soon as they entered the house of Shivas, everyone was filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. Kapata Patila Tabe Prabhu Ragyaya Aptagana Vinara Jayite Napai. Lord, order that the main entrance be closed so that no one other than intimate associates could enter. Kirtana karite agya karila takur Utila kirtana dwani bhaya gila dura. Vishwambara gave instructions to begin kirtan. As the sound of that kirtan arose, everyone lost external consciousness. No one was allowed to enter the Vyasa Puja arena except intimate servants of the Lord. When on the Lord's instructions, the devotees began to loudly chant. They lost their various external perception and thoughts. In other words, they were absorbed in the kirtan ras. Vyasa puja adivasa ulasa kirtan dui prabhu nache vedi gaya bhaktagan. In the ecstatic adivas kirtan prior to Vyasa puja, Nityananda and Gaur danced as the devotees surrounding them sang. Devotees surrounded the Lord and expressed their joy through the performance of kirtan. Chira diva sera preme, chaitanya nitai, donhe dona dhyana kari na chaye katani. Chaitanya nitai are bound by eternal love. They meditate on each other as they dance together. Both Sri Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda are eternally bound to each other by love. Each one meditates on the other as they madly dance together. The Supreme Lord is engaged in meditating on His servant, and a devotee is also meditating on his worshipful Lord. It says, "Don't dhyana kari nache." So dhyana means spiritual absorption. Hunkara karaya keya, keha vagarjan, keha murcha jaya keya, karaya krandan. Someone roared loudly and someone cried out. Someone fell unconscious while someone else wept. Purport. When spiritual consciousness awakens in the heart of a conditioned soul, the symptoms of ecstatic love manifest in his body. He loses worldly conceptions and displays symptoms of variegated spiritual pleasure in this world. Murcha jaya keya karaye krandan. Someone roared loudly and someone cried out. Someone fell unconscious while someone else wept. Purport. When spiritual consciousness awakens in the heart of a conditioned soul, the symptoms of ecstatic love manifest in his body. He loses worldly conceptions and displays symptoms of variegated spiritual pleasure in this world. To exhibit this ideal, Sri Gaurasundara danced with ecstatic love in the company of his associates. Kampasweta pulakashu ananda murcha jata ishvara vikara kahite janikata. I am unable to describe Vishwambhara's transformations of love, such as shivering, perspiring, hair standing on end, crying, and falling unconscious in ecstasy. Swanu bhava nande nache Prabhu duijan, shane kola kuli kari, karaye krandan. As Gornitai danced in their own ecstasy, Anubhavananda, they sometimes embraced each other and cried. Donhara charana donhe, dadi bade chai, parama chatura donhe, keha nahi pai. They both tried to catch the other's feet, but they both cleverly avoided being caught. Because materialistic ego is not found in Vishnu or the Vaishnavas, they never hesitate to touch each other's feet. Parama anande donhe, gada gada jai, apana na jane donhe, apana lilai. Gornitai rolled on the ground in ecstasy and forgot themselves while absorbed in their own pastimes. Baya dura hoila vasana nahirai daraye vaishnavagan darana na jai. They lost all external consciousness and their cloth scattered. Although the Vaishnavas tried to pacify Gornitai, they were unable. Jedaraye Tribhuvana Kedaribatare Mahamattadui Prabhu Kirtane Bihare. Who can hold he who holds the three worlds? The two lords thus became intoxicated in the happiness of Kirtan. Bola bola bhalidake Shri Gora Sundar Sinchita Anande Jale Sarva Kalevar. Shri Gora Sundar called out, Bola Bola, chant, chant. His entire body was soaked with tears of ecstasy. Sarva Kalevara, Ananda Jale, tears of bliss, soaked his entire body. Chiradine Nityananda Pai Abhilash, Bhaya Nahi Ananda, Ananda Sagar, Maje Bhase. After obtaining fulfillment of his long-cherished desire for the association Nityananda, Lord Vishambhara forgot himself and floated in the ocean of bliss. So in the kingdom of spiritual variegatedness, there is an ever-fresh outburst of happiness. Ananda Sagara Mahaje Vase. Floating in an ocean of bliss, submerged in Ananda Sagar. And the material world is called Bhava Sagar, the ocean of material existence. The spiritual world is also Sagar, but Ananda Sagar, ocean of bliss. Vishwambara Nrityakari Yatti Manohar Nija Shira Lagigiya Charana Upar. Vishwambara was dancing. His dancing was captivating the minds of everyone. His feet would touch his own head. Nija Shir, his own head. Gya Charna Upar. He was kicking his feet up so high it resembled the Tandava Nritya dance of ecstatic abandon of Lord Shiva at the time of Pralaya, destruction of the universe. Talamala Bhumi Nityananda Paratale Bhumi Kampa Hinamane Vaishnava Sakale. The earth trembled under the feet of Nityananda, and all the Vaishnavas thought that there was an earthquake. Bhumi Kampa. Emata Anande Nachena Duinat Seulasa Kahibari Shaktiachekat. In this way, Lord Vishwambhara and Nityananda danced in ecstasy. Who has the power to describe their jubilation? Nityananda Prakashite Prabhu Vishwambhara Balarama Bhaveyutte Katara Upar. In order to reveal the glories of Nityananda, Lord Vishwambhara became absorbed in the mood of Balaram and sat on the throne. Balaram Bhav. Ute Katar Upar. Purport. Although Vishwambhara is not Baladev Tattva, he accepted the mood of Baladev, who is his expansion, and sat on the throne. Mahamattahaila Prabhu Balarama Bhav Marana Marana Balighana Dake. Vishwambhara became intoxicated by the Balaram Bhav, mood of Balaram, and repeatedly demanded, Madana, bring me wine, bring me wine. Nityananda Pratibali, Sri Gora Sundar, Jatta Deha Mora, More Hala, Mushala Satvara. Sri Gora Sundar said to Nityananda, quickly give me your plow and club. Paiya Prabhu, Paiya Prabhu Ragya, Prabhu Nityananda, Kare Dila Karapati, Laila Gora Chandra. Being instructed by Lord Vishwambhara, Nityananda Prabhu put those items in the hand of Gora Chandra, who accepted them. In other words, club and the plow. Kara Deki Keha Ara Kichui Nadeke, Keha Va Deki Lahala, Mushala Pradyakshe. Some persons saw nothing other than their hands, while others directly saw the plow and club. So this is the Bhav. According to the Bhav, the devotee sees the Lord, and he can see the pastimes of the Lord according to the depth of his Bhav. Jari Kripakari se Takure se Jane Tekile o Shakti nai Kaite Katane. Only one who is favored by the Lord can know him. Others, even if they see, they cannot explain. This is a purport, this quote from Brahmatarka. Pashyamano pitu harim natu veti katanchana veti kinchit prasadena hare ratta gurostata. Even if a person sees Lord Hari, he cannot understand him. One can understand the Lord only by the mercy of Lord Sri Hari and the spiritual master. In Brahma Vandanam, there's a similar prayer in 10th canto, chapter 14, which Srila Prabhupada often quoted. Atapite deva padambuja dvaya prasada leshanu grihite evahi chanati tattvam bhagavan mahimno nachanyeko picharam vichinvan. Prasada lesha anugrihita. Lord Brahma is saying, O my Lord Krishna, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate, Janati Tattvam Bhagavan Mahimno, to understand the glories of Bhagavan, are unable to know you, even if they continue to study the Vedas for many, many years. Ebara Niguda Kata Kata Kehamatra Jane Nityananda Vyaktase Sarva Janastane. This topic is most confidential and known only to those few persons who know the glories of Nityananda. Nityananda Stane Hala Mushala Laya Varuni Varuni Prabhu Dake Mattahana Karobudi Nahi Spore Nabuje Upai Anyonye Sabara Badan Sabat. Badan sabaye sabaychaya. After accepting the plow and club from Nityananda, Vishambar was overwhelmed and called for Varuni. Everyone was speechless and confused as they looked at each other. So after receiving Baladev's plow and club, hala and mushal, from Nityananda, Gaurachandra loudly called for wine by uttering the words, Varuni, Varuni! No one could understand what was going on. Everyone is simply struck with wonder and looked at each other. Yukati karaye sabe manete bhavya gattabari ganga jala sabe dilalaya. After careful consideration, the devotees offered Lord Vishambar a pitcher of Ganga Jal, Ganges water. Sarva Gane Deya Jala Prabhura Kare Pan Satyajena Kadambari Piyehena Gyan. All the devotees offered water and the Lord drank it. It appeared as though Lord Balaram himself was drinking. Chaturdike Ramastuti Pari Bhaktagan Nada 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 Prabhu Balayanakshan. Devotees on all sides offered prayers and glorification of Balaram as the Lord constantly called Nada Nada Nada. Sagane Dulaya Shira Nada Nada Bale Nadara Sandharva Kya Nabuje Sakale. The Lord vigorously shook his head while calling Nada, Nada, But no one understood the actual meaning of the word nada. In other words, it's very mysterious, confidential. Savi bali lena prabhu, nara bali kari, prabhu bali ailan muni jahara hunkari. Everyone inquired, "Oh Prabhu, Vishambhar, who is this nara you are calling?" The Lord replied, "He by whose loud cries I came to this world. Advaita charja bali, kataka hajar, sehi nara lagi mora e avatar." Vishambhar said, "This incarnation of mine that you now see was induced to come here by Nara, whom you all call Advaita Charya. Nara has brought me from Vaikuntha. Mohare anila nara Vaikuntha takia, nishinte rahila gya Haridasa laina. But now he's living free from cares with Haridas. Sankirtana arambe mohara avatar, Gare gare kari mo kirtana parachar." Vishambhar said, "I descended to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement, by which I will preach the chanting of the holy names in each and every house. Gare gare kari mo kirtana parachar. Krishna varnam trisa krishnam sangopangas triparshadam yagye sankirtana prayer yajantihi sumedisham." And the Yogendras are telling 11th canto of Bhagavatam. "In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself, and he is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions." Text 54. Vidyadana kulagyan tapasyaryamade mora bhaktasthane yara achayaparade sayadama sabareya dimo prema yoga nagariya prati dimo brahmadira boga. "I will not award love of God to those fallen souls who have offended my devotees because they are proud of their education, wealth, high birth, knowledge, and austerities. Otherwise, I will give everyone that which persons like Lord Brahma enjoy." Shuniya anande vase sarva bhaktagan shaneke sustirahila sri sachinandan. Vishwam Vrindavandas Thakur said, "On hearing Lord Vishambhar's statement, all the devotees floated in bliss. Anande vase sarva bhaktagan. After a while, Sri Sachinandan became pacified. Sustir means very calm, collected. Ki kanchalya karila prabhu jignasaya bhaktasava bale kichu upadikanaya. The Lord then asked, "Have I been restless?" The devotees replied, "Not particularly." Sabare karena prabhu prema alingan aparara mora na laipa sarvakshan. The Lord lovingly embraced everyone and said, "Please do not be offended by my behavior. Hase sarva bhaktagan prabhura katai Nityananda mahaprabhu garagari jai." On hearing Vishambhar's words, all the devotees smiled. Hase sarva bhaktagan. The Nityananda Mahaprabhu rolled about on the ground. Sambarana nahi Nityanandera avesh prema rase vivala haila prabhushesh. Nityananda was non-different from Shesh, could not control his ecstatic mood, became overwhelmed in the mellows of loving devotion. So this Nityananda is addressed here as Shesha. Text 61. Shani hase shani kande shani digambar balya bhave purno haila sarva kalevar. One moment. Nityananda laughed. One moment he cried. Next moment he was naked. Digambara. His entire body was filled with the nature of a child. Balya bhave purna sarvakalevara. Kotai takila danda, kota kamandalu, kota bhava sanagela nai adimula. Where was his danda? Where was his water pot and where were his clothes? Nothing remained with him. Chanchala hoila, Nityananda mahadir, apane dariya prabhu karalinas dear. The most great Nityananda became restless, but the Lord personally pacified him. Chaitanyara vachana vachana ankush, Chaitanyara vachana ankusha sabhiman, Nityananda matasinga aranahijan. The maddened lion-like Nityananda was controlled by the iron rod-like words of Lord Chaitanya. Vachan, Chaitanya vachan ankush. So the matasinga, the mad lion. Nityananda did not care for anything else. Stirahau kali puji bare chavyas. Stirakaraiya prabhu gela nijavas. Be calm, tomorrow you must worship Vyasadeva. Speaking this way, the Lord returned home. Bhaktagana chali lena apanaragare. Dinanda rahi lena shivasa mandire. All the devotees returned to their own homes, while Nityananda remained in the house of Shivas. Kato ratre Nityananda hunkara kariya nijadanda kamandalu felila bangiya. In the dead of that night, Nityananda suddenly roared loudly and broke his danda kamandalu. Text 68. Kevu jaye ishwara charitra kanda kene bangilena nija kamandala danda. Who can understand the unlimited characteristics of the Supreme Lord? Why did he break his danda kamandalu? Pravate utiya deki ramai pandit banga danda kamandalu dekiya vismit. When Ramai Pandit rose early the next morning, he was astonished on seeing the broken danda kamandalu. Panditarastani kali lena tatashane shivasa balena jau takurerastane. Ramai Pandit immediately informed Shivas Pandit, who told him, "Go and inform the Lord." Ramaira mukhe shuni ailata akur bayanai nityananda hasena prachur. Being informed by Ramai, Vishambhara came there and found Nityananda profusely laughing. Hasya prachur. Danda lai lena prabhu shihaste tulia chalilena gangasthani Nityananda laina. The Lord picked up the broken danda with his own hands and went with Nityananda to take bath in the Ganga. Shivasari sabaya chalila gangasnan danda tuilena prabhu gangaya apan. Accompanied by devotees headed by Shivas, Vishambhara went to the Ganga and put the broken danda in the water. Chanchala Shri Nityanandas na mani vachan tabe ekabara tabe ekabara prabhu kare tarjan. The restless Nityananda did not listen to anyone. That is why the Lord sometimes admonished him. Kumbira dekiyatari dari bare jai Karadara Shivi Srinivasa Kari Hai Hai. When Nityananda saw a crocodile, he attempted to catch it. This is in the Ganga. There used to be many crocodiles. Kadadara and Srinivasa exclaimed, "Alas, alas, Santare Gangara Vaje Nirvaya Sharir Shaitanyara Vakya Matra Kishira." Nityananda fearlessly swam through the waters of the Ganga, but he was somewhat pacified by Chaitanya's words. Nityananda Pratidaki, Bali Vishambar, Vyasa Pujasi Jata Karahasatvar. Vishambar called, Nityananda, come quickly and celebrate Vyasa Puja. Shunya Prabhuravakya Utila Takani, Snanakari Grihe Ailena Prabhusane. Hearing Vishambar's words, Nityananda completed his bath and returned to the house of the Lord. Asya Milila Sabe, Bhagavatagan, Niravadi Krishna Krishna Kariche Kirtan. All the devotees gradually assembled together and began to incessantly chant the names of Krishna. Shivas Pandita Vyasa Pujara Acharya Chaitanyara Agyakarena Sarvakarya. Shivas Pandit was appointed the Acharya or Vyasa Puja priest. On Lord Chaitanya's instructions, he completed all the formalities. Sarvakarya. Madhura Madhura Sabe Karena Kirtan Shivasa Mandira Haila Vaikuntha Bhavan. Everyone chanted so sweetly that the house of Shivas was transformed into Vaikuntha. This is told by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his song Shuddha Bhakta Charana Renu. Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani. He's saying Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani. Shuddha Bhakta Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula. Bhakata Seva Paramasiri Premalati Karamula. Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani. So he's saying Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani. This holy day of Krishna. So this is the mood that everyone, when everyone is chanting Madhura Kirtan. And Madhura means Madhura Bhav, Brajabhav, remembering Radha and Krishna. Seeing Radha and Krishna, remembering their forms and qualities and pastimes and the holy name. Then the whole house becomes transformed. Srivasa's mandir became Vaikuntha. Sarvashastra Gyatase Thakura Pandita Karila Sakala Karye Jayaviri Bodhita. Shivas Pandit was conversant with all scriptures. He performed all the activities of the Vyasa Puja function according to the Vedic injunctions. Divyaganda Sahita Sundara Vanamala Nityananda Hate Diya Kahite Lagila. Shivas placed an attractive garland of forest flowers in the hand of Nityananda and spoke to him. Shuna Shuna Nityananda, E Maladhara, Vachana Padiya Vyasa, Devi Namaskara. O Nityananda, please listen. After reciting the appropriate mantras, Idam Pushpam, offer this garland and your obeisances, Vyasa Dev. Shastra Vidyache Mala Apane Sediva. Vyasa Tushta Haila Sarva Abhishta Paiva. It is the injunction of the scriptures that one should personally offer a garland to Vyasadeva. For if Vyasadeva is pleased, all your desires will be fulfilled. Sarva Abhishta Paiva Vyasa Tushta. If Vyasadeva is satisfied, then all one's desires, Sarva Abhishta, will be fulfilled. Jatashune Nityananda Kari Hai Hai Kisera Vachanapat Prabodha Naja Lalai. After hearing Shivas, Nityananda replied, yes, yes. But he did not know which mantras he should recite while offering the garland to Vyasadeva. Kiva Bali Dire Dire Bhujana Najai Malahate Kari Puna Chari Dike Chai. Nityananda murmured something that no one could understand, and while holding the garland in his hands, he looked around. Prabhure Dakiya Bali Shiva Saudar Napujena Vyase Shripada Tumar. Thereafter, the magnanimous Shivas instructed Lord Vishambar, your Shripad Nityananda is not worshipping Vyas. Shivasera Vakyashuni Prabhu Vishambar Daiya Sammukhe Prabhu Aila Satvar. Hearing Shrivas, Lord Vishambar quickly came before Nityananda. Prabhupale Nityananda Shunaha Shunaha Bachana Maladiya Kara Jata Vyasara Pujan. Vishwambar Prabhu said, "O Nityananda, please hear me. Quickly offer the garland and then worship Vyasadeva." Taking Lena Nityananda Prabhu Vishwambar Malatuli Dilatandra Mastaka Upar. As Nityananda saw Lord Vishwambar standing before him, he offered the garland to him. When Nityananda neglected to offer his obeisances and the garland to Sri Vyas, and Sri Vyas informed Mahaprabhu about this, Mahaprabhu instructed Nityananda to worship Vyas with the garland. In this way, Nityananda completed Vyasa Puja ceremony by offering the garland to that personality from which everything emanates and whose empowered incarnation is Sri Vyas. All expansions, incarnations, energies, and devotees are included within Sri Chaitanya Dev. And by worshipping Sri Chaitanya Dev, who is the original source of everything, all spiritual masters are automatically worshipped. In describing the chain of disciplic succession, the scriptures state, Brahma is the disciple of Krishna. Brahma's disciple is Narada, whose disciple is Vyas. The famous Madhvacharya took this diksha from Vyas. Madhvacharya's disciple is Padmanabhacharya. Padmanabhacharya's disciple is Narahari. Narahari's disciple is Madhav. Madhav's disciple is Akshobhya. Akshobhya's disciple is Jayatirtha, whose disciple is Gyanasindhu. Gyanasindhu's disciple is Mahanidhi, whose disciple is Vidyanidhi. Chanchara Chikure Mala Shubhayati Bhal Chaya Bhuja Vishambara Haila Tatkal. This garland looked most enchanting upon the curly hair of the Lord. At that time, Vishwambar manifested his six-armed form. Shankara Chakrapadma Srihala Mushal Tekiya Murchita Haila Nitaivival. I'd seen a couch, conch, disc, club, lotus flower, and Mushal. Nityananda was overwhelmed and fell unconscious. What Nityananda saw was that when Chaitanya was offering the garland, at that time Lord Chaitanya displayed his Sadbhuj form. In his six hands he held a conch, disc, club, lotus, plow, and mushal. Sadbhuja deki morcha paila nitai. Padila Pritvitale Datu Matra Nai. Sadhguru Jataki Murchapada. As soon as Nittai saw the six-armed form of Vishwambar, he fell unconscious to the ground. And that was one of the sentences of life. Vayapailena Sabha Vaishnavaragan. Raksha Krishna, Raksha Krishna, Karina Smaran. The Vaishnavas became afraid when they saw Nittai fall unconscious, and they prayed, Raksha Krishna, Raksha Krishna, protect him, Krishna, protect him, Krishna. They kept remembering this over and over again. Karina Smaran. Honkara Karina Jaga Natera Nandan Kakshetali Dei Gana Vishala Garjan. Jagannath Mishra's son roared loudly and repeatedly slapped his sides. Murchagela Nityananda Shadbuja Dekhiya Apane Chaitanya Tole Gaya Hatadiya Uta Uta Nityananda Stira Karochita Sankirtana Shunaha Tumara Sami Hita. When Nityananda fell unconscious on seeing the Sadbhuj form of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya personally picked up Nittai with his own two arms and said, "Oh Nittai, get up and steady your mind. Listen to the congregational chanting that you have begun." Jai Kirtan Nimitta Tamara Avatar Se Tamara Siddhaila Kiva Chahar. The kirtan for which you have incarnated to inaugurate is going on before you. Kiva Chahar. What more do you want? Tumara se prema bhakti tumi prema mai. Vina tumi dilekaro bhakti nai hai. Loving devotional service belongs to you, for you are the personification of ecstatic love. Unless you distribute this devotional service, no one can possess it. Apana sambhariyuta nija jana chaha chahare tamaricha tahare vilaha. Please control yourself and get up. Glance mercifully on your intimate associates and distribute this wealth to whomever you desire. You have now become overwhelmed with ecstatic love and forgotten yourself. But now control your loving sentiments and distribute this love to anyone you desire. Please glance mercifully on your subordinates. Tilar deket tomare chahara dvesha rahe bajile ose amara priya kabonai. Anyone who maintains the slightest envy of you is never dear to me, even if he worships me. Paila Chaitanya Nitai Prabhura Vachan Haila Ananda Maya Shadbuja Darshan. Nitai regained consciousness by the Lord's words. He became filled with ecstasy on seeing Vishambhara's six-armed form. Jayananta Ridaye Vaisena Gorachandra Se Prabhu Avismaya Jananitananda. Know for certain that Ananta, in whose heart Gorachandra resides, is not different from Nityananda. Chaya Bhuja Dristitane Koyaruta Avatara Anurupa Esava Kotuka. The manifestation of Vishambhara's six-armed form is not astonishing. For all such manifestations are simply pastimes of his various incarnations. Nityananda's darshan of Gorasundara's Sadbuj Roop is not at all surprising. Such remarkable forms are manifest according to the requirement of Gora's pastime. Gorasundara is a source of all incarnations. So within Krishna Chaitanya, all of these incarnations, avatars, etc., are individually included with simultaneously distinct characteristics. So in order to exhibit this Achintya Veda Veda philosophy in his Gaura Lila, the Lord displayed his six-armed form to Raghunatha Prabhujena Pinda Dana Kaila Pratyaksha Hayata Dasharata Alaya. When Lord Ram offered oblations to his father, Dasarath, he directly accepted them. Sejari Adbhuta Tavyeyo Adabhuta Nishchai Sakalae Krishna Kotuka. If that was wonderful, then this is also. Know for certain that they are all Krishna's sporting pastimes. Nityananda Sarupera Swabhava Saravata Tilar deke dasya bhava nahaya anyata. The natural characteristic of Nityananda Sarup is that he cannot give up the mode of servitorship even for a moment. So Nityananda Sarup is never devoid of the mentality of service to the Lord for even a fraction of a second. So this point is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Nityananda knows nothing but service to Lord Krishna. Lakshmanara Sobhava Chehina Anakshan Sita Vala Beradasya Manafranadan. natural characteristic of Lakshman is to. So the natural characteristic of Lakshman is to always serve the beloved of Sita with his mind, life, and wealth. So similarly, Lakshman appearing as Nityananda will always want to serve Gauranga with his mind, life, and wealth. He mata Nityananda Suruparaman Chaitanya Chandra Dase Prita Anukshan. In this way, the mind of Nityananda, Swarupman, is always pleased in the service of Sri Chaitanya Chandra. Jadyapiya Ananta Ishvara Nirashai Shristi Stiti Pralayara Hena Jagulai. He is the unlimited independent controller and the cause of universal creation, maintenance, and destruction. Sarva-shristi-tiro-bhava, jesa-maya-hai, lakana-ananta-rupa-satya-vedekai. It is stated in the Vedas that at the time of final dissolution, sarva-shristi-tiro-bhava, the Lord in his form of ananta remains unaffected. Tatapiya-sri-ananta-devera-savav. Niravadi prema dasya bhavayana rag. The natural characteristic of Sri Anantadev is to remain constantly attached to loving service of the Lord. Juge juge prati avatari avatari sabhavatanhara dasya. Consider carefully how in every yuga and every incarnation it is his natural characteristic to remain the servant of the Lord. Sri Lakshman Avatari Anujahaya Niravadi Sevena Ananta Dasyapaya. In his incarnation as Lakshman, Ananta is a younger brother always engaged in serving Lord Ram. Anapani Nijachari Sri Ramacharan Sevya Akanksha Napure Anukshan. Although he gave up eating, drinking, and sleeping to constantly serve the lotus feet of Sri Ram, he was still unsatiated. Sri Lakshman gave up drinking, eating, and sleeping and constantly remained busy in the service of Lord Ram. Yet he considered his service inadequate. Lakshman's desire to serve Ram is never satiated. So expansive was his service attitude. Jesta haya o bala rama avatare dasya yoga kavo na chadilena anantare. Although in his incarnation as Balaram he was elder brother, he never gave up the mood of dasya